sciences, as well as the impossibility of rightly estimating cause and effect during a brief residence in the United States. I have endeavored to give a faithful picture of what I saw and heard, avoiding the beaten track as much as possible, and dwelling principally on those things in which I knew that my friends were most interested. Previously to visiting the United States, I had read most of the American travels which had been published, yet from experience I can say that even those who read most on the Americans know little of them, from the disposition which leads travelers to seize and dwell upon the ludicrous points which continually present themselves. We know that there is a vast continent across the Atlantic, first discovered by a Genoese sailing under the Spanish flag, and that for many years past it has swallowed up thousands of the hardiest of our population. Although our feelings are not particularly fraternal, we give the people inhabiting this continent the national cognomen of Brother Jonathan, while we name individuals Yankees. We know that they are famous for smoking, spitting, gouging, and bowie knives, for monster hotels, steamboat explosions, railway collisions, and repudiated debts. It is believed also that this nation is renowned for keeping 3 millions of Africans in slavery, for wooden nutmegs, paper money, and filibuster expeditions, for carrying out nationally and individually the maxim that they may take who have the power, and they may keep who can. I went to the United States with that amount of prejudice which seems the birthright of every English person, but I found that, under the knowledge of the Americans which can be attained by a traveller mixing in society in every grade, these prejudices gradually melted away. I found much which is worthy of commendation, even of imitation. That there is much which is very reprehensible is not to be wondered at in a country which for years has been made a cave of Adullam, a refuge for those who have left their country for their country's good, a receptacle for barbarians, the degraded, and the vicious of all other nations. It must never be forgotten that the noble, the learned, and the wealthy have shrunk from the United States. Her broad lands have been peopled to a great extent by those whose stalwart arms have been their only possession. Is it surprising, considering these antecedents, that much of arrogance, coarseness, and vulgarity should be met with? It is not, rather, surprising that a traveller should meet with so little to annoy, so few obvious departures from the rules of propriety? An Englishman bears with patience any ridicule which foreigners cast upon him. John Bull never laughs so loudly as when he laughs at himself, but the Americans are nationally sensitive, and cannot endure that good-humoured raillery which jests at their weaknesses and foibles. Hence candid and even favourable statements of the truth by English travellers are received with a perfect outcry by Americans, and the phrases "shameful misstatements," "violation of the rights of hospitality," etc., are on every lip. Most assuredly, that spirit of envious rivalry and depreciating criticism, in which many English travellers have written, is greatly to be deprecated, no less than the tone of servile adulation which some writers have adopted. But our American neighbours must recollect that they provoked both the virulent spirit and the hostile caricature by the way in which some of their most popular writers of travel have led an ungenerous onslaught against our institutions and people, and the bitter tone in which their newspaper press, headed by the Tribune, indulges towards the British nation. Having made these few remarks, I must state that at the time of my visit to the States I had no intention of recording my experiences in print, and as my notes, taken at the time, were few and meagre, and have been elaborated from memory, some inaccuracies have occurred which it will not take a keen eye to detect. These must be set down to want of correct information rather than to wilful misrepresentation. The statistical information given is taken from works compiled by the Americans themselves. The few matters on which I write which did not come under my own observation, I learned from trustworthy persons who have been long resident in the country. Of Canada it is scarcely necessary to speak here. Perhaps an English writer may be inclined to adopt too eulogistic a tone in speaking of that noble and loyal colony, in which British institutions are undergoing a transatlantic trial, and where a free people is protected by British laws. There are doubtless some English readers who will be interested in the brief notices which I have given of its people, its society, and its astonishing capabilities. The notes from which this volume is taken were written in the lands of which it treats. They have been amplified and corrected in the genial atmosphere of an English home.